If you want a little wisdom, listen to Rabbi Brian. Rabbi Brian!
I went with my family to Salem for a women's march. And there we are at the state capitol. Thousands of people right in front of the capitol. And across the street, there's a man with a little microphone, and he's preaching that we're all sinners and going to die, and God will be angry at us. And on the other end of across the street, there's a man with a Nazi flag. I knew I wanted to go over and talk to them. Jane watched as somebody went over to the man with the Nazi flag and shoved him to the ground. Shameful. I walked over to the preacher, and as I'm walking over, I hear him say, "There's not even a preacher here besides me." So I saw that as my entrance, and I said, "Brother, you're not the only preacher here." And he moved the little microphone up from his mouth so that he and I were talking man to man, and I said, "It must be really scary to be where you are right now." And he looked at me with a hesitation in his eye and said, "It is scary. This is not what I'd like to be doing, but it's what I need to be doing." I said, "Can I help?" He said, "Would you pray with me?" I said, "I would be glad to." And I'm trying to think of what prayer I would say. I said, "I do come from a slightly different tradition than yours." He said, "That's not a problem as long as we're both Christians." I said, "Well, I'm Christian enough." He looked at me hesitantly and he said, "Do you believe that Jesus Christ is the only God?" And I said, "I believe Jesus Christ is the only true God, and so am I, and so are you." Now he flipped his microphone back down and started preaching, "We are not gods." I said, "Brother, I'm going to pray with you. I'd like to pray with you." He said, "You are not my brother." I said, "You might want to check your Bible again, but I sure am." Well, he continued to shout. I said, "I'd like to talk with you." He didn't want to. About 15 minutes later, he was getting shouted at by a man. Shouted at virulently, face to face. I saw some other people around like I was, and they were trying to figure out what to do. And I said, "Why don't we make a love circle around Jason?" And so we held hands around him, pushing out the man who was shouting. A little bit later, I saw Jason walking off, looked like he was being escorted by some police. And I said, I ran over to him. I ran up. I said, "I hope you're not feeling like you were thrown out of here." He said, "No." And he had met my eyes. Beautiful, beautiful soul. And he said, "I'm just done. I can't do this. I don't even like doing this. I'm a shy man." We talked some. I said, "Well, I'm really glad you are here, and I'm really glad you can express yourself." He said, "Look me up on the internet, Oregon Jesus Preacher." I said, "I will." And the car ride home, I looked him up, and I seen that at other protests, he's been knocked unconscious. That's unconscionable to me. How can you fight hate with hate? It just doesn't make any sense. So I left a message, a comment on the post he had, saying, "Brother Jason, it was beautiful to get to meet you in Salem. It was a highlight of my trip." And he hearted my comment, and he said, "I looked at what you put up on the web, and I think you have some interesting things." And well, that's it. That's the end of the story. And please, I'm going to ask you, I don't say this story to be bragging, to tell you, be like me, but be like me, be like the peacemakers, be like those who do not fight violence with violence. Find some common humanity, talk with the people, love the people, because hate does not dispel hate. Darkness cannot put out darkness. Only light can do that. and only love can cure what ails us. Love for ourselves and love for others. With a lot of love. I'm Rabbi Brian.